Problem at Pollença Bay. The steamer from Barcelona to Mallorca landed Mr. Parkerpine at Palma in the early hours of the morning, and straight away he met with disillusionment. The hotels were full. The best that could be done for him was an airless cupboard overlooking an inner court in a hotel in the centre of town, and with that Mr. Parkerpine was not prepared to put up. The proprietor of the hotel was indifferent to his disappointment. "What will you?" he observed with a shrug. Palma was popular now. The exchange was favourable. Everyone, the English, the Americans, they all came to Mallorca in the winter. The whole place was crowded. It was doubtful if the English gentleman would be able to get in anywhere, except perhaps at Formentor, where the prices were so ruinous that even foreigners blenched at them. Mr. Parkerpine partook of some coffee and a roll, and went out to view the cathedral, but found himself in no mood for appreciating the beauties of architecture. He next had a conference with a friendly taxi driver, in inadequate French, interlarded with native Spanish, and they discussed the merits and possibilities of Solaire, Alcudia, Pollença, and Formentor, where there were fine hotels, but very expensive. Mr. Parkerpine was goaded to inquire how expensive. "They asked," said the taxi driver, "an amount that it would be absurd and ridiculous to pay. Was it not well known that the English came here because prices were cheap and reasonable?" Mr. Parkerpine said that that was quite so, but all the same, what sums did they charge at Formentor? "A price incredible." "Perfectly. But what price, exactly?" The driver consented at last to reply in terms of figures. Fresh from the exactions of hotels in Jerusalem and Egypt, the figure did not stagger Mr. Parkerpine unduly. A bargain was struck. Mr. Parkerpine's suitcases were loaded on the taxi in a somewhat haphazard manner, and they started off to drive round the island, trying cheaper hostelries en route, but with the final objective of Formentor. But they never reached that final abode of plutocracy. For after they had passed through the narrow streets of Pollença and were following the curved line of the seashore, they came to the Hotel Pino d'Oro, a small hotel standing on the edge of the sea, looking out...